everyone, so today I'm going to be reading you my narrative about adopting my dog George, and this is read by Charlotte Miedema. If you told me that my family would be cuddling a puppy of our own 24 hours ago, I'd tell you that you were definitely wrong. But if you told me that now, I wouldn't argue. Earlier today, my family and I had done something we never thought was possible, adopt an abandoned orphan puppy. My parents had said it was out of the picture, with Henry's new school problems plus the new house. They said if we'd ever get a dog, it would be years or never. Now I'll tell you the story of how this miracle happened. My seatbelt unlocked and I opened the car door. "I'm so excited to look at puppies, guys," I said excitedly as we started walking towards the ARF, Animal Rescue Foundation, front building. Even though my mom had promised that we weren't even going to think about bringing home a puppy today, my parents were easily convincible. My mom nodded. "I'm excited too, but I want you to know that we are not adopting today, so don't be disappointed when we leave ARF empty-handed." I nodded and we went into ARF, beginning to look around. Just as we were about to leave ARF for the day, something caught my eye. A tiny caramel-colored puppy was curled into a tiny ball with big eyes looking up at me. Oh my God, he was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. A feeling tugged at my heart. It was love at first sight. I pointed to the room he was in with about 5 other dogs. "Look at that one! He's so cute! We have to meet him," I said. The miniature, caramel-colored, sleeping puppy looked up at me with big, tired eyes. My family and I met Jax, the 3-month-old Chihuahua dachshund, and fell in love. After talking it over, my parents couldn't decide if they wanted to take on the responsibility of having a dog, so they told me they'd talk it over more that night until Henry and I in the morning. Little did they know, I couldn't sleep the whole night thinking about him. Knowing we possibly wouldn't get him, my thoughts kept changing from hopeful to worried. I couldn't wait for the night to be over. In the morning, I showered and dressed before everyone was awake. Finally, the rest of my family got up too. "Charlotte and Henry, we've decided if we're going to adopt a dog or not," my mom said emotionlessly. I stared at her and my dad, waiting anxiously for the answer. Hours seemed to go by, even though it was only a few seconds. Finally, my dad took a breath. And the answer is yes. I ran over and hugged my parents and Henry. "Come on, guys, let's go get Jax." We all got into the car and drove down to Petco, and then ARF. I couldn't seem to get the smile off my face. I knew this was going to be amazing. My dad approached the front desk, and the lady sitting behind it smiled at him. "What can I do for you?" He cleared his throat. "We are coming to adopt a 12-week-old puppy named Jax, whom we met yesterday." The woman nodded and typed a few buttons on her computer. Then her pleasant face changed. "Right now Jax is at one of our mobile adoptions. You guys could go there and try to find him, but he might already be adopted." The happy look on my and everyone else's faces vanished. "We have to get him," I blurted out. Meanwhile, the lady at the desk was busy working. "I'm calling them right now to tell them that someone is coming to adopt Jax," she said, grabbing an old-fashioned phone and typing furiously into it. "You guys should go there right now before it's too late, if it isn't already." "Thank you," my mom said quickly before we rushed back to the car. "I can't believe this is happening," she said excitedly, but I could detect the nervousness in her voice. "What if somebody already adopted him? Our little Jaxie?" I shook my head. "Well, we better go find out." My dad started up the car, and within minutes, we were all at the site of the adopt-a-thon. Since no one in my family had great distance vision, we all squinted to see if Jax was one of the puppies in the small enclosed area. Finally, Henry pointed, his small, chubby finger extending towards the pen. "There he is," he said excitedly. We rushed across the Target parking lot as fast as we could and eventually reached the adopt-a-thon, breathing heavy. It felt like a scene out of an action movie. Sure enough, little Jax was cuddled up in a sweater, half asleep next to all the other puppies. Cheerful music played quietly in the background, and every minute someone new stopped to admire the puppies. "Aww," I squealed, not caring if the whole world heard me. I ran over to Jax and kneeled down next to him. He sniffed and licked my hand through the wire fence. I grinned. I looked over at my parents. The relief on each of their faces was obvious. We were about to adopt a dog.